Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
What is up, everybody? It is 5 a.m. and I'm Tom Toole calling in from right outside Philadelphia, and it is Tactical Tuesday. So in times of uncertainty or where there's questions about how things are going to happen, there's always that testing period, that practice period for any sort of business where you are seeing what works, seeing what doesn't, getting a feel for how people are going to react. And it's 2024, and we're talking about the NAR settlement. So here's the things I would be studying and practicing right now before the changes take place in July. One is the script when people ask about the commission lawsuit. And I'll give you what's been working so far for us. Question number one, you want to acknowledge it. Hey, I'm so glad you brought up the NAR settlement. So tell me what you understand about everything that's happened so far. And then stop talking and be quiet. Let them tell you what they know instead of having verbal diarrhea and over-explaining, because less is going to be more here. So that is first and foremost. Hey, tell me what you understand about the NAR lawsuit. And then once they tell you everything, deal in known quantities. Great. So here's what we know right now, and here's what we're thinking might change. And I review the two major changes. One, compensation is coming off the MLS. And two, that in order to see a property, buyers will have to sign an agreement. Those are the two changes we know. And then I would add in the asterisk. And hey, this is all just approved right now. We don't know if it's going to get finalized. They're going through the approval process. It probably will. We're pretty clear on that. And then keep going. See what they say. Let people understand, you know, what's exactly going to happen. And then they can raise questions. Because we're not here to defend, we are here to educate. So that would be step one. Then step two, which is going to be a little different for the buyer side and the seller side, is going to be explaining how a buyer would pay a fee and explaining what it means for the seller, and that they don't necessarily have to offer an option of compensation out. Now, every state's going to be different. Your forms are probably going to change, and this is version 1.0 of what to do with these questions. Now, here's the thing. This isn't a, okay, let me see if I got it down. I'm going to practice it on a client. This is, I need to make this muscle memory. I'd be practicing this 3 to 4 times a day. I'd be working on my tonality. I'd be working on my body language. I'd be working on my eye contact. I'd be ready to smile, because this question might be one of the hardest questions you get in your career. It might be one of those things where it's a challenge for you to get it down at first, and that's all okay. And the point here is less is going to be more. The more clearly and concisely you can share this, the better off you're going to be as an agent, the better off you're going to be as a practitioner. So don't fall into the trap of saying, well, here's what happens, and blah, 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 and then going way down a rabbit hole, because that will happen. That's the reality of these questions. So less is more. Get the script down. Use the formula. Hey, I'm so excited you brought that up. Tell me what you understand. Give them the two changes, and then see what questions you're going to get from the seller side and from the buyer side. And if you do that, at least for now, you're going to be able to clearly and effectively answer people's questions, because the worst thing you can do is talk around it, explain it too much, and make people nervous. Clear and concise. Less is more. Practice matters, because this is definitely something you don't want to be practicing on paychecks. Find a role play partner. Lean into the group. Talk to someone in your state. Find someone in your peer group. This is going to matter more than you realize. Catch everyone tomorrow at 5 a.m.